and welcome to Marooned, Magpie's headquarters, a day
125.
We definitely need to celebrate that somehow.
Yes.
By actually broadcasting, that would be a good one.
Yes.
Just saying. Yes, it's all right now. Okay, so I'm going to start again. Hello, Jonathan. Rip Van Winkle. Putting it on the TV. Not the best idea you've ever had, was it? Just saying. Hello, Kim. Glad you enjoyed the show. Hi, Elaine and Mike. Great show last night. Are you all energised with DevonThink? This is what I want to know. Are you energised with DevonThink? Nearly 5 hours. No, we're not going to break the 5 hour mark, are we, Mike? Do you remember when we broke the 3 hour one? I thought, oh, to rein this in.
Yeah.
But they all encouraged
us. Then we went for four.
We did.
We want five. We want five. We want five.
But they wanted you to do Excel. They were so excited about Excel. So it was just, do more, Mike.
Jonathan wasn't. He fell asleep in the Excel session.
Yeah, but in his defence, it was midnight. Anyway, I've just said, I have had the, how many hours is it now? Probably 18. 18 hours from hell with Apple. It got so bad, I said, I'm moving to Windows. Wasn't even joking. It was that bad. Seriously. But more on that later. Ooh, Kim's got summer. Warmer and warmer. It's still oppressive. It's not sunny. It's really overcast. But that kind of heavy oppressive overcast. So not nice. Lola's actually been sat here in front of the industrial fan while it was on. She's disappeared. Now it's off. But she's enjoyed it. Excellent. Right, let me catch up. It is. It's horrible, isn't it, Jonathan? And you're higher than me. No, it's the same here, Jonathan. Exactly the same here. Right, catching up. Jonathan's been treating himself. You reckon in the next year we'll break the 5 hour mark? No. We're going to rein it in. Rein it in. 12 days of Mac Bites. Do you know that was all to do with iWork? Would that it did actually work. Don't get me going. That was all to do with iWork. It was ice. I made this rash promise of 7 days of Mac Bites if Apple updated iWork. This was after they decimated it in about 2011. And I thought, there's no way they're going to put this back to what it was. And for years, there was no update. And then about 2014, I think it was, in the autumn, there was an update. And it was like, now I've got to deliver. And we did. We did 7 days of Mac Bites. There was a new show every day at 7 o'clock for a week. And it nearly killed us. And there now, obviously, there's a show a day. But 5 hours. No, we probably shouldn't. Although I did think of something, you know, like a marathon to celebrate. Maybe when Maroon comes to an end, we should do a 24-hour show. Reliving the highlights. That'd be a good one. Maybe we could do a 12-hour one. Yeah. We'd probably do that in a different way. We'd probably do it as a summit of some description. You have little humidity when it's not raining. Do you know, I'd settle for rain. I was convinced. Might whip Lola out. She's been starving this weekend, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Or doing a very good impression of being a very starving dog. Because the sexy sausage is in the house and she wants them, basically. I don't know how she can smell them inside those foil packs, but she can. And
dogs have a sense of smell.
Yeah, second to none. Second she knows exactly where they are.
She was outside in the drizzling rain, but that was her choice. So don't think I'm neglecting her and kicking her outside before anyone calls the RSPCA.
It's more likely Lola to do that.
Yeah. So I sent her out. Well, I didn't send her outside. I opened the door and I said, if you want to go outside, go outside. So she went and flopped under the kitchen window, which is her favourite spot.
That was Maya's favourite spot.
And I started cooking the dinner. And then I thought, right, I need to get her dinner ready, even if I don't serve it, because otherwise it would be too, you know, too much when I'm trying to sort out our dinner out. So I open the cans of dog food and I put it in the dog bowl. And the next thing I turn around and she's behind me. So she's come in because she could obviously smell it and hear me opening the cans.
What's she like?
So there you go.
In answer to Jonathan's question, they are if you open the packet. But I swear if the packet isn't open, I couldn't smell a thing. They are foil packets, really thick foil packets. We had 3 packets from Tesco, which were last week's, and we only got them to try them, see if she liked them. But when they arrived, despite looking identical to the ones from Asda, they weren't. The ones from Asda are like a string of 4 half-size sausages, so probably about 2.5 inches each, 2 inches, something like that. And there's 2 strings. So what we do is, because some are game and some are something else, we take 2 of each and she can have... So we break them all up. So she gets 4 little sausages and there's 2 servings of that in the packet. But when we got the Tesco ones, there were 4 sausages in the packet and they were double length. Well, she thought it was Christmas when she saw the size of them. But of course, instead of getting 4, she was only getting 2. Apparently, the size of the sausage is irrelevant. There's the title for the show.
Yeah. Quick, scribble it down.
The size of the sausage.
The size of the sausage. I like
No, she wanted the same number. She wanted 4. That would have been a whole packful. She wasn't having that. So we only had the 3 packets, and I think she's had a packet and a half of them. But this week, we decided we would put an order in with Asda. That way, she can get the ones that she normally has. So all of the food had to come from Asda. Irrelevant. There we go. So, was it last night, the night before? Probably the night before. Mike wanders upstairs. Obviously, we put in this order for the Tesco sausages because we were down to nothing left from Asda. Mike walked up the stairs and said, "Oh, look what I've just found." And there was about 6 packets of Asda sausages, which are now in the treat box. And
they were hiding.
Now she won't leave me alone. She knows they're there. And she's literally, as we're eating, she's talking away to herself. And you're like, "Lola, Lola, we're eating. Lola, no." But she knows where the sausages are. It's incredible. So Kiva eats at the same time every day, and when it's time, she stands before me and stares until you notice it's time. Honestly, they are. They're like little clockwork toys, aren't they? Is there a scent? She probably can. She can probably smell them, Jonathan. But, you know, we can't do much more than, like, put them in a tin out of the way. But she now is aware. Maybe that's why she's trying to get in the front room, because that's where they were, probably hidden under the Brooklyn's T-shirts or something, which are also in the front room. In fact, pretty much everything that isn't in the back room is in the front room, isn't it, Mike? Mm. So, yes. And yes, she does that. When she thinks it's time, she's just grumpy until you give in. But sometimes, you know, she doesn't want to go out because it's too hot or it's absolutely siling it down. And you're trying to work around that and then move her dinner. But she had a choice and she decided to eat it. Last night during the show, when Mike was doing his Excel bit, she decided going into the garden to play football was a jolly good idea. Pitch black, raining, not heavy, just drizzly. And there she was, just stood with a football with like, "Right, well, you stand over there and then I'll headbutt it to you." And I'm like, "Lola, it's 12:45. We do not need to be playing with the football." But she was convinced that we did.
I'll go and play football with her now. And that way she might not want to play at midnight.
Oh, she will. What a madam. What a little madam.
Kiva eats at the same time every day. Maybe that's Lola's issue. It got to after 5 o'clock. Daddy, I should have eaten by now.
Ah, but she wasn't up as early, was she?
No, she wasn't.
No, she was asleep. Yeah. As was I eventually, once I'd finished casting a spell on Apple.
That's what I told her. I said, "You didn't eat your breakfast till 11 o'clock.
That doesn't impact her though, does it?
No.
It's like, okay, it's dinner time.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why she's grumpy and upset tummied, shall we say. Yes. We won't be more graphic. Upset tummied. So, hello, Paul. What are you doing this fine weekend? One day when it was time to take Kiva for a walk, she refused to go. So I went without her. When I got home, she'd eaten all my bread.
She's still eating that jumbo, actually.
Oh, Kiva. What? Genius. We've never had a dog that would look twice at bread. Really. I don't know why.
Lola has genius. Done it when she's out.
When she's out, she looks
and
at
I
bread.
Tell her to drop it.
Oh, no. You don't have to be eating anything when you're out.
Well, I don't. She sticks it in her mouth. She usually drops it.
She really needs not to do that. Not to do that.
Usually I manage to tell her to drop it before she's actually put it in her mouth. She, at this point, she's
preempting
just
her.
Preempting her, yeah. At this point, she's sniffing at it.
Oh, Mia would sniff at stuff, but there was absolutely no way that he would eat bread. You remember that woman who offered him, she had, was it a bacon sandwich? She offered him a piece of bread off this bacon sandwich and he just looked at it as though, yeah, where's the bacon? Oh, we're going to have great fun tonight on Brooklands. Have you seen all of the songs we've got? I must admit, I thought, food and drink, will we get enough songs? We are inundated. There are some absolute classics in there. Classics. Oh, I've got one, by the way, Mike, for that Oranges and Lemons. Oh, hang on. Kath's still sending extras in, but I couldn't find the one that she sent in. So
why is she sending them?
She's sending them in WhatsApp. This is the issue. But did I send them to you?
No.
Oh, this is getting so complicated. I mean, she sent 15 songs in. We play around 70 in 5 hours. So it does... It gets.
We could extend it, but we could do with some sleep.
We could, couldn't we? We could definitely make it 7 or 8 hours, because we did that the very first one. I'll put it in a message.
I would say some of them are getting up for Mass in the morning, but I don't think so.
Oh, actually, that's very interesting. You should mention that, Mike.
Why?
Very interesting. Because I did the church video earlier, so he's still sending it through. Bit odd this week. Looked like the iPad was askew and sat on a pillow. No idea what's going on there. But I processed the video and stuff, uploaded it, and I thought, oh, interesting. Because the week before, was the first week they were back at Mass. So I wondered what the viewing statistics were, which could give you an idea of how many have actually been to Mass rather than watching it on the video. The week before, I think the viewing figures were fairly similar. But by comparison between last week and the week before, we were down by 50%. These are clearly the 50% who were watching online and are now back at church.
Mm.
Oh, no. 100 bottles of beer on the wall, is it? No, but now you come to mention it, that'd take care of an hour or two. Oh, we've got loads. We are actually going to start, we'll give you a heads up here. We're going to start with Food Glorious Food. Got to start with that one, I think, haven't we? But there are, I mean, some you would think of. So when we sent the mail out to the Brooklands people, we said, get your red wine out, ready for your chippy tea. So there's two songs. But some of the ones that people have come up with, the food part of it is in the song, and other ones, it's in the artist. And you get double points if it's in both. But, you know, like you would think, the artist? Well, there's the jam. There's also marmalade. So it's really funny when you look at the songs coming in, like, what's that got to... Oh, I see.
That's what, because I don't want to say it on air. Yeah. Surprise. Is that because of the advert?
Yes.
Right.
So that was to do with it. That didn't, I don't think, actually had it in there, did
no.
it? Do you know what else features quite a lot? Which surprised me. Champagne.
Yeah.
How many songs have got champagne in? And there's some other weird stuff that I have never heard here. Oh, it's going to be a good night. Mike's beavering away, trying to sort it all out while we're on air. It is complicated. Although we do have a system, it is complicated. And I would say...
That,
you can't read my writing, you mean?
No, who was it?
What? That one?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Seekers?
Ah, yeah, I think it was. I thought it was a carpenter.
We're up to 62, And I've just handed Mike another 15, and I think 5 from somewhere else as well. Oh, and we've got requests for punk rock tonight. And while we're in here, they're listening live on Brooklands to 1970s glam rock. I didn't think I knew that much 70s glam rock, but apparently I do. I had no idea. You almost sent in Red Solo Cup, but you don't use them in the UK. No, never heard that. Oh, good one. Hot chocolate. That might tempt Mike out to his chocolate again. Why is my water warm? That's not a song, by the way. It's a complaint.
Why haven't I got any water?
Haven't you got any water?
No.
Oh. No. The water was taken out of the bag, but it's not cool. So no. we need a cool one bringing in.
Do we?
We do.
I'll see to that straight away, madam.
Right, I'm going to put Jonathan's in.
Oh, I was just going to do that. You do that.
In fact, that's a good one to go second with, isn't it? There we go. Oh, we should do a theme about sleep, shouldn't we, Jonathan? Have you caught up yet?
I was going to suggest a theme and I forgot what it was.
Age is a terrible thing.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, just think hot chocolate. Theme. Theme, chocolate.
No, it was about an hour ago.
Animals. I thought animals would be a good thing.
What's a pussycat?
Oh, good grief, yeah. Oh, no, let's not go there. Do you remember putting that in the chat?
Oh, yeah.
Let's not go there. Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Oh, while I think on, talking about shows, Devon Think, etc. What happened to the dog theme? We'd never had a dog theme, did we? We started off, the idea of the theme came because it was Independence Day. On the 4th. I don't need to tell you when Independence Day is, do I? But basically we had our own little Independence Day in the UK because that was the day the government decided to change the restrictions, which was clearly, I mean, every other time, it's been a Monday. They obviously wanted to hook into the concept of Independence Day and have headlines across the papers, which is exactly what happened. So we had the Independence Day theme. And then we decided we'd carry on with the theme. And that was when Stuart suggested transport. And that's what we did last week. So, hello, Tracy. We got a few suggestions for this week. But we decided we were kind of tending towards a different theme. But we then decided we would do food and drink. And we weren't expecting as many as we've got. Believe you me. We've got loads. And so many of them are so funny. There's, I'm presuming nobody's ever heard of this, other than in this country. But there's a group called the Lancashire Hot Pots. Lancashire Hot Pot being a delicacy, a rare delicacy in the UK. A hot pot is like a stew. So it would have potatoes in it, vegetables in it, meat in it, all in like a gravy. So think of it as a very, very thick soup. It's a stew and it's called Hot Pot. And for some reason it's prefaced with Lancashire, like a Cornish pasty. We name food after places here, don't we? Strange, but we do. So, what on earth was I saying? Oh, yes, Lancashire Hot Pots. I knew they'd done a couple of songs, but I had no idea they'd done albums full of them. And what's so funny about their albums is the covers are like a jokey version of an album that you would know. So one of them I looked at and I thought, is that Our Tongue Baby? And no, it wasn't, but it was a good ripoff of it. And then I saw another one and thought, hang on a minute. So they kind of ape other artists on the covers, but the songs are fantastic. You'll have a Devonshire split. a Sholent. Interesting. I must admit, it is nice. It's lovely in the winter, but you know, right now, no way. I can't even have soup right now. It's just too warm, far too warm. We've got so many songs, I had no idea we were going to come up with stuff like that. Really no idea. That looks identical. Is it only there's beans in there as well? And full mushrooms. Nice. Oh, barley. It's barley. My gran used to make something that looks remarkably like that. Mum used to live on it as a child, pretty much. That looks really nice, actually. And there's beans and potatoes in the bottom one. Like the greenery on the top. There you go, Jonathan. There's a challenge for autumn with you. But you'll have to get the stuff from your kosher butchers, which is probably better than Asda, who are already telling us there's stuff missing from this order. Asda, Asda, Asda. Chocolate. I'll leave that to you, Jonathan. You leave it overnight. My gran would cook things very slowly, but she'd leave the cooker on for like 6 hours. She was a maniac with it. But she would cook it fairly slowly. But she didn't have any modern technology. She didn't even have until she was almost 90, she did not have an electric kettle. She actually had like a kettle you would put on the stove. And she'd leave it there with a whistle on the top, whistling away. We got her an electric in the end. She never got used to it. She liked it her way. But her legs weren't up to it by then. She couldn't really meander around and run after the kettle if it had just done. Oh, your spiraliser. Do you know, we've got a spiraliser. Never used it. We were going to. We got it to spiralise carrots with. And you know, like you think, oh yeah, we definitely need one of those. And then we brought it back and it's like, yeah, I'll do that next week. But at the minute, I'll just buy them. And I must admit, I don't think we've ever used it. That's bad. We did get something else though. A food processor. And that does get used. We would do cauliflower rice in there. That gets used all the time. You have three and a travel one. That is blowing my mind, Jonathan, the travel one. So you're going camping and you absolutely definitely need a spiralizer. This is news to me. So you spiralize your veg and then use them instead of noodles. That is a good idea. What we did have today was pasta. Not Dino pasta. No, that's in reserve. It was normal standard pasta. Saturday is pasta day. And Mike was sorting it out. And we usually have some cheese. Can't remember which cheese. There was one that was in a block. And there's one that's, is it Parmesan? One or the other. You just gently sprinkle over the top. Well, needless to say, out of stock. So we had to improvise. So Mike managed to get some, basically, like, it said grated cheese, which it was. But they were huge, long strips of it that looked like spaghetti. They were really long. Tasted really nice. But there I am looking at it in the bag and I'm taking some out. And Lola's eyes were out on stalks as though, oh, I like cheese and look at the shape of it. So, yes, I gave her some cheese as well. Not much. But she was like, oh, it's a new toy. You know, obviously the same smell, same flavour, but just the fact it was in like huge long strips of some of them were like 4 inches long. She was in her element. Absolutely loved it. 34 years old. I doubt ours would make that. They used to make things well in those days. My mum had a Kenwood Chef mixer and in its day it was like a professional model. Cost quite a bit when she bought it and it's still going strong. But when I met Mike, he was mixing, you know, the desserts, the Angel Delight desserts. He was mixing them with a hand whisk. So for his first Christmas, Mum bought him a mixer. I think it lasted 6 months. It was appallingly bad. Appallingly bad. I just don't think they make them like they used to. Like Mum's freezer. That was 48, 49 years old when it left the building. And it was still working. Oh, Paul, it nearly matched yours. They were made well in those days. This thing had not ever had anything done with it. So it arrived, and it arrived the week I started school. And she sat me on top of it and took my, you know, like first day at school photo. So I remember it. Hideous green uniform, but that's another story. I had blonde hair back then as well. Don't know what happened to that. So I remember it arriving and we moved house with it. And when we moved, the house wasn't really big enough for this chest freezer. So it got carried up the stairs. I don't know how we managed that. I really don't. So it had been up the stairs and down the stairs, been in the garage. Then we moved here. It had been in the conservatory, the garage, and what is now known as the freezer shed. And that's where the freezer lives. So it's outside. But, you know, there was all the summers that were red hot. Thank you. And the motor just carried on going and carried on going. It wasn't particularly like placed in one place and never moved in its lifetime. It was dragged all over and it was still working. And the only reason she changed it was the seal on the top. The lid had started to warp and it wasn't sealing properly. And, you know, it was still working, but she was saying, I think it might be costing a lot. Because also, over the 50 years, things are much more energy efficient now. So she replaced it, but we had a massive saga with her because she wanted one the size that she had and there wasn't one the size she had. So, you know, my mother, she came up with the obvious solution, which was buy two. So in the freezer shed, we actually have two chest freezers. So she ended up with more storage than she had. That was my mother.
Yes, but they are both full.
They are, actually. It was a blessing now. Because you always wonder, don't you, you know, like, yes, you could probably get another one, but what do you do with the food that's inside it? Will it be off by the time the replacement arrives? So we would just take out the stuff that was the cheaper stuff and then consolidate into one. Oh, it worked. Has Elaine gone? No, Elaine is not gone. Elaine is still here. That definitely must have been you, Jonathan. That wasn't me. Oh, 1985 works wonderfully. They were bigger in those days. Mum got her first in 77. And they were very new in 77. But she had that one years and years. And again, when she came to replace it, they were much smaller. And she was saying, like, I won't get the food in it. The one she had had a shelf as well, so you could put two plates in. And the newer ones didn't tend to. You could buy a kind of, I guess it was a like a plastic shelf, only it wasn't plastic. But it would have been a much tighter squeeze to get everything in. You had a microwave, didn't you?
I had a microwave, yeah. When I moved in the flat?
Mm.
Yeah, I bought the essentials. I bought a microwave and I bought Sky TV.
Yeah, that was to entice the women round, wasn't it?
Well, it was to entice you.
It worked.
It did.
Oh, let me have a look at it. Let me have a look at the microwave. I wonder if it's like Mum's.
We've got a spiralizer.
Yes, we've discussed the spiralizer.
Never taken out the box.
No, never been used. Terrible, terrible. Did you see that thing I sent to you in our Slack?
Thing you sent to me?
This.
Yes.
Right, because you didn't reply, so how would I know that you'd seen it? Right, so let me get into the other Slack.
Because I was going to deal with it this afternoon and then calamity struck.
Oh, yes, calamity struck. So that is very similar to my mum's. Oh, what make is it? No, hers wasn't a Samsung, but oh boy, did it look like that. What make was it? It wasn't a Sharp. Joe, I can see the knob these days. Yeah, it had two knobs on it. So the front of it looked like that, but instead of the panels, it had like an old timer that you would turn around and it had two of them. But the door open bit at the bottom is exactly the same. They definitely made them better in those days. It would still have been going, that is big by comparison to what you can buy today, trust me. Now it'd be a case of... In fact, we do, don't we? We actually have two microwaves because we were using them as ovens. So make sure you're still turning that on or the top will go funny.
Yeah, I use it.
Thanks for the coffee mug for scale. That's a good point. The size of that bottle next to it and the 2 litre thing, the 1 litre thing of fruit juice. Oh, it's massive. Oh, my mum would have adored that. That would have been absolutely what she'd have gone for. She was very finickety with her toys. I think she was always concerned that you wouldn't get like that one day in a year when she needed to get the big turkey in it, it wouldn't go in. And I'm like, but Mum, you would never cook a turkey in a microwave. You'd put it in an oven. Yes, but I just want it just in case. That was my mother. Oh, there's lots of replies here. I've not managed to get into Slack yet. Yeah, Neil saying to Jonathan, he fell asleep during a brilliant session. And Devon think. Biggie's drawback doesn't seem to be available in the cloud. Well, it sort of isn't, it sort of isn't. I might persuade you yet with Devon think, Jonathan. Wait until the bit on how to set it up. There you go. There are ways to do it, but, and I've done it, and I, you know, I've set it up. I'm not 100% sold on it, and I did it at the point. Devon Think backed on to Dropbox, and my concern with that was I didn't have a paid for Dropbox account, and I was concerned about how much storage I would need. So that was my first issue. But then they announced that they were making it work with iCloud. Guess what I fell for? So I went the iCloud route to test it, and it works. But I have since had the mother and father and grandfather and grandmother of all issues with iCloud. So there are things that you can do, and I'll talk you through all of the issues and what to avoid. Keep an open mind. Oh, look at Kiva. She heard the chicken.
Chicken's downstairs.
Look at that. One poor... do I see a nose on a plate there? She looks so tall, stood like that. Are you looking at this lady? No, no, no. Don't get any more ideas, okay? Leave the kitchen tops alone. We don't touch the kitchen tops, do we? It's in random in Slack. Oh, she's adorable. Look at that tail wagging. No, you've not done that, have you? Ollie does. Ollie walks on his back legs. He doesn't even lean on anything. He's like a meerkat. Hello, Paul.
She's sniffing at something.
It's a plate and it's got food on it.
Yeah.
Can't see what food, but it's got food on it. Yeah. Look at the way she's kind of laid her chin on it so she can stretch forward a bit. Just like Lola. Although not on the kitchen units. We have rules about the kitchen units. Since Maya nicked that pudding. Kitchen units off limits. No, I was going to say earlier, and in relation to what Jonathan's just said about Devon Think, I think Devon Think probably would work for you, but you probably need to think about how it's set up. So last night we got as far as we got. If you've seen it, you know where that is. But I had an idea. I planned the five sessions, which turned into six with episode zero, which was why you would use Devon Think. And then I had an idea. I did a few sessions on Notion, and I talked you through, like, this is a database and this is a relation between two databases. But then, and that would have been January, February, I did a kind of let's build the whole thing out demo, which was probably more practical. It was handy that you knew all the features beforehand, but then you were like pulling them together in a let's build something real kind of way. And we did, and the system that we built I still use. So I had an idea with the Devon Think thing. There's so many different features to learn about, and I've categorised them into like five categories. But then I had an idea of something that I intended to build. So how about when we've done all of the features and we've got to the point where you've done all the backups as well, how to bulletproof it, and the mobile bit, how about we do a build with me session and actually build something real? Because I've decided I'm building something real. I've done all of my scanning into it up to now, but this is something different. This is using it for like a self-contained job. How about that? Bit hard to wake up in the middle of winter. We're not sure what season we're in. She was going for the oven mitt. Honestly, Kiva, there's food on a plate there and you're going for the oven mitt. Barking, she probably thinks it's a toy. If you think about it, you know, looks like a stuffy, doesn't it? And it'll smell of your hand. So yeah, she's definitely going for it. Right, Debbie says yes. She likes that idea. Good. That's what we'll do then. Possibly more than one thing. But I thought if we actually built it from scratch, there are features that you wouldn't be using in like one particular build. But you would be using certain features that we might not have gone into depth on during the five sessions. So a build with me. I can definitely think of one thing. In fact, I actually wrote down four things that were genuine that I could use it for, that up to now I haven't. One of them surprised me because it's a function of something that I need to do. And I do have a solution for it at the moment. But it's one of those things where, you know, when an app's not been updated in so long that you're thinking it's on the way out. It's that situation. So I've been looking around. I tried Notion, and Notion not the best for this particular job. And what else did I try? Tried one of the Apple apps, which technically should have worked. And then right at the last minute, you know, it's like, can it store it? Can it file it? Can it find it? Yes, yes, yes. And I came down to this last thing that was to do with organising the files, and no, it failed at the last bit. So I ended up going back to the app that is on its last legs. And every time I use this app, and it puts me off using it, to be honest, but every time I use it, I think, I really need to find an alternative way of doing this because this isn't going to be there tomorrow. And it just so happened I was thinking in terms of an almighty problem I've had. And I was thinking, like, well, what do you do about that? Don't sit here and cry about the fact that it's all broken. Let's think about what you could do about it. That got me thinking about workflows, and that got me back to this app, thinking the apps, I can't put new stuff in it because I don't trust it. I don't trust that that app will be there tomorrow, which was when I thought about DevonThink. And then I went and did a bit of testing. And it's so far so good with it. So I could definitely build that. And then three other things that I thought of that were maybe what you would be doing with it. Depends. But I think if you do it as a build with me, you're not just showing kind of there's this feature and this feature and this feature, where you watch and you think, that's cool. But it's only when it actually has a purpose that it makes sense. So last night I showed you having a folder on the desktop and you could add to DevonThink through it. Well, fabulous. But moving that folder into Dropbox or Google Drive or wherever, there's then a purpose to it. And Kim says she's going to try it. Well, I'll be there to ask questions of Kim. That worked brilliantly. It surprised me how well it worked. I mean, technically, you could do a similar job with Hazel. But the fact that that's running automatically, whereas I'm pretty sure the inbox, you actually have to open it before the inbox stuff moves to it. But I'd have to check that. But that one's actually happening before you even get that far, which was cool. So I like that. You like the building shoots. Well, I've got four so far. But if you think of something that you'd like to build, or get advice on something, you know, maybe you've built a system, but you want to add something to it. They're my favourite type, because only when you've got a problem in front of you do you get creative and come up with the solutions. Today I wasn't thinking of solutions, was I, Mike?
No, you're thinking of murder.
I was thinking of murder.
Or defection. Or defection.
Or defection over to the dark side. I'll give you an overview of what happened. It was absolutely horrific. Jonathan will have complete sympathy with me because he said he'd managed to cause similar kind of mayhem to his own files only about 2 weeks ago. But I was working after the show. I think Mike was up till 3 o'clock, but I just carried on. And I thought there's no point going to bed till I'm tired, and I'm not tired. So I carried on working. And you guys saw my presentation, didn't you? You know that presentation existed last night. I've got the file open in front of me, right, the presentation, and I didn't really need to do much with it. I wasn't editing it at all. It was just open next to me. And I was creating a new file for next week. So I created the new file for next week and I started putting the dates in it, and that was fine. And then I glanced around and I thought, right, I need to drag from this week's presentation. What I've been doing to make it easier. This is like a workflow tip. Hang on. Question. Doesn't DevonThink have something that explains how to configure a sync on Dropbox? Yes. You can use Dropbox as a back end for synchronising a database. But the way it works, I don't really... Don't go looking at that just yet, unless you're actually using it. The way it works, you actually tend to have two databases where one is synchronising to the other. It's very, very strange. At the moment, stick to creating a database, leave it local, make a backup of it every now and then, and then I'll show you the way to synchronise with the various clouds. But don't put your database on a cloud service. Don't think, oh, it would be a good idea if I put my DevonThink database in Dropbox. It's not. There is a way to make it work, but it's not the way that you would think. So keep it local until we come on to week 5. So you're already using it. Then you're fine. If you've got it set up, you carry on using it. But if you've not got it set up, don't fiddle until we've set it all up properly. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, right, the way that I did it, the way that I organised the DevonThink stuff was instead of creating 5 presentations, one for each upcoming week, I would just prep all 5 in the same Keynote file. And then at the end of the show, I would take the 4 that are upcoming and I would move them into the next file. That way I'm not juggling with multiple files. So I've got 2 files open. I have the file I showed you last night and I have the file that I have only just created for next week. And all I was doing was dragging and dropping, or I was attempting to drag and drop the part 2, 3, 4, and 5 from last night's show to next week's show. And I glanced at the file from last night and it was one of those moments where you ever been where you just look at something and think, where am I? Hang on a minute. What's going on? Is it a time warp? I'm staring at this file and I'm thinking, that's not the right file. And then I'm thinking, it must be. You've just delivered it. It's Saturday morning. And I was completely like disoriented as I'm looking at this file, because it looked like it looked on Thursday morning. And what I mean by that is, obviously last night it was a full presentation. It was finished. Thursday morning, it had all my coloured dots on it. Red if it's not started, amber if it is, green if it's finished. Some of them had X's in them. Oh, you know, I've extended the system. A red dot and an X means it's not started, but don't panic, it's not for this week. Amber and an X means it's started, but again, it's not for this week. And if it's green and an X in it, not for this week, but it's finished. So I'm staring and I'm thinking, there shouldn't be any dots in this file because it was finished. You saw it. There were no dots, were there? Big 2-inch dots, top right hand corner. So I'm thinking, I must have opened the backup that I made on Thursday. And I thought, well, how would I have done that? And I'm staring at the title and I'm thinking, no, that's the same file. That's the file I've just presented. I hadn't touched it, saved it, done nothing with it. And then I'm thinking, OMG. Somehow it rolled back. Maybe a day, maybe 2 days. And I'm thinking, it can't have done. I can't have pressed undo that many times. I don't think there's that many levels of undo. Half the slides were missing. So give you an idea of where I was at, and I'll show you this next week. But the week at MapBytes headquarters was finished on Thursday. And I had 2 red dots on it. Thursday and Friday were blank. So I knew it had rolled back further than the night before. There were no slides at all in the paperless section. The DevonThink section was missing. HeartSync, I was just like incredulous. I thought, don't touch anything and think it through. It's late. Maybe you're more tired than you think and you're not looking at the same file. Maybe that's another file. But I knew it wasn't, and I knew I only had 2 files open. I was horrified. I did not do that. It rolled itself back. There is no other explanation for it. You do sometimes see a message that says there's a conflict. Do you want to keep file A or file B? So you sometimes see that, but there was none of that either. And there was no logic to when it had rolled back. So I thought, just close the file. Just close the file. Well, so ensued 2 hours of... You just started stress eating chocolate. If only I'd have had some in. It was horrific. I had made a backup of it. You know, things are automatically backing up. How could this possibly have happened? I've been using Keynote for 14 years. It's pulled some stunts, but not that one. Then it came to me what could have happened, because there's no other explanation. Which, during the show last night, we talked about Cloudflare going down. Cloudflare being a hosting service on which Notion is hosted. And I was assuming, although Apple have their own data centres, they also use S3. And pretty much the whole world uses S3. And there was more than one cloud service went down last night. It was not me. It was definitely not me. But there was no way this was coming back. So I went through more hoops than you could shake a stick at to try and get it back. But I knew there was no way it was coming back. So all of the work yesterday that I did, and to be honest, obviously, most of the work gets done on a Friday, end of the week. I'll sort this out for tonight. Gone. Disappeared. No way to get it back at all. So I thought, well, just a minute. You've got that revision thing and revert back, haven't you? Yeah, didn't work. You got a backup that you'd made. That didn't work. And then I started thinking, when is it roll this back to? And it wasn't Thursday night. It was probably Thursday morning, just randomly. Other weird shit... nearly said a bad word then. Other weird things happened. In terms of, there were settings that were set that I didn't set. Things were locked. It was them. It was not me. So I was actually thinking, you know, what do I do at that point? Because what I do with the presentations, I needed to roll the Dev and Think stuff forward to next week as a very quick, this was what we did last week, not there. On the good news, yeah, very, very nearly said a bad word, Jonathan. On the upside, if I was to say there was a positive in all of this, because I'd actually presented the presentation, one thing I can do, I've got a local recording in Camtasia, but I can actually just download what was broadcast through YouTube. At least I can see the slides to recreate them. Which would have been enough. You know, okay, it's going to take time, but it would have been enough. But not the presenter's notes. The other issue, in terms of recreating them, is when you put anything on YouTube, there is an opportunity for people to put a copyright claim in. Mike's had it, I've had it. Most of the time it's complete rubbish. But it's where you've put like maybe music in or a clip of somebody else's video, which is why we couldn't do that with Jonathan. It's really strict. So when I use images from stock sites, I copy and paste the license. Yep, you guessed it. Into the presenter notes. So although I could probably fairly quickly throw together another copy of the slides, the presenter's notes would take longer. There were bad words said. If you think the nearly bad word I nearly just said was a bad word, oh, there were worse than that. Because my main concern is, how do you stop that happening again? How do you stop that? Because everything's too automated these days. Now, one option would be to have it local. But that isn't really a solution, as I pointed out to Mike, because there was once I'd been working all day. My machine is backed up every night, overnight. I was working all day and we went downstairs for dinner. That was when it went wrong. Have you noticed when we go downstairs, when we leave the office, bad things happen?
When we go and get something to eat.
Yes, bad things happen. We once went down to watch 24 and Mike's computer exploded. When we got back upstairs saying, what on earth was that bang? There was smoke coming out of the back of it.
We thought it was shotguns in 24.
We did. But I said, don't worry about it. It's on the telly. I said, it's not. I'm sure it's not. Leave it recording. We'll go and check. And no, his computer was on fire.
There's a snoring dog down here.
Oh, her eyes are wide open. She's not snoring. Not yet. So we went down to dinner, and when we came back, my machine was dead. Not on fire, but dead. I have no idea what happened to that, but literally I left it and it was absolutely fine. Came back about 45 minutes later, wouldn't turn on. It had turned itself off and would not turn on. It was dead. Got into it and found out the hard drive had gone. No indication it was on the way out, just gone. So even putting things local, not a great idea. You could have some kind of timed backup going on. But if you do, what's it actually backing up if it's not saved? Plus the fact it's in iCloud, which is causing even more grief. So PowerPoint looked very, very appealing at that point, I must admit. I have gremlins. I don't think... That's not me. That's not me. There's a whole lot more to that saga, which I'll do a piece on it, because I did discover, as I'm screaming blue murder, that I would actually have been better off if the file had nuked itself. If the file had just deleted itself, or I had deleted it, even emptying the trash, I would have been able to get it back. But the situation I was left with was it wasn't the file that had been deleted. The file was still there. But it had rolled back, I reckon, about 36 to 48 hours. Now, really strangely, this is like one of those moments, really strangely, on Thursday night, I'm working away. So I works all through Thursday night, and it's 5 o'clock Friday morning. And Mike's getting up and I'm going to bed. And I'm in the bedroom. I've only got my phone with me. And I thought, oh, hang on a minute. You've not backed up that file. Now, normally I wouldn't bother because the machine's backing itself up overnight. But something just said to me, just make a copy of that Keynote file. So with my phone, I went into the Files app and tapped on the file and said, send a copy through to Google Drive. So it downloaded it and then it uploaded it to Google Drive. So when I'm in the midst of this calamity with, like, where's everything gone? I thought, I'll get that backup copy off Google Drive. And that had 12 hours less missing, but it still had the big bit of work on Friday. All the stuff on Friday, not coming back. I even went down the route of, you know, that the revisions thing, that time machiney, backupy, revisiony thingy, that, never use it. In fact, it was so bad. This is how much I use it. I'm like, I better Google how you actually use that thing. But basically, you just go to file revert. And that didn't work either. That was not me, that was them. So I think they must have done something. As I said, there's a lot more to it when I went down the rabbit hole of trying to sort it out. But actually, I got some really useful information, but none of it worked for me. But some of it might work for you one day. So I will cover that next week and what I did with it. But now, at the moment, it's like when something like that happens, you don't trust it. You can't trust it. I don't like it. I don't like it when things like that happen at all. If you can't explain it, and this one, you definitely can't explain. There's no way I could possibly have done anything with that particular file. And then even more madness ensued. When I tried to open it, because I just said to you, didn't I? I closed it. Like Jonathan said, closed it and hoped it came back, and it didn't. That's got to be an iCloud thing. So I closed that file and I closed next week's file. This is the last bit of madness I'll share with you because it's just insane. I double clicked it to open it and it made a copy of it. It wouldn't let me edit the original. So now I've got another copy of it. So I think I'll close that down and make another copy, and then it duplicates itself. So now it's gone into like replication mode. And now I've got 47 copies of the file, all of which are timed and date stamped 9 minutes to midnight on Friday, which was the last time I edited the file, because that was when Mike was doing his Excel stuff and I was just putting in the last couple of pickies. So technically the file is timed and dated correctly, but there's 36 hours of content missing. I am not happy with Apple at all. I even did, like I've said, the PowerPoint thing and came to my senses. I just wouldn't be as fast with it. But you've also got to think about, where's that file stored? Oh, that would be OneDrive. Just gets more and more. Do you ever hanker for sneakerware? Where's the file? On a floppy disk? Is there a backup? Yes, on another floppy disk. And everything just worked.
I remember years ago, probably about 30 years ago, working out how old I am now. Yeah, probably about 30 years ago, I had a spreadsheet, an Excel file, and it was my, basically my finances. And I had it on a floppy disk, and I used it for ages and ages and ages. And it was basically everything I spent, everything I got in, balances, etc. And one day, it just couldn't read the floppy disk, and it was corrupt.
And there's you trusting it to one floppy disk.
Yeah.
Mm. This is why files need to live in three places at a minimum. But the thing was, this did. But when your backup overwrites the previous one, or you haven't got a backup while you're actually working, then that's what happens. So, going to need a totally different workflow. Upshot of which got me thinking about a completely different workflow, which took me onto a build with me in DevonThink. So not all lost then. Although I'll have to do something in terms of getting the slides back because I need them for next week. Please tell me you will appreciate these slides next week, knowing all the trouble that's gone into creating them twice. Once I've got the slides back, I definitely need a different workflow, which does take you down the route of, well, how on earth do you do that? How can you build something that is totally bulletproof when it's beyond your control what's happening in the cloud? You always love my slides. Oh, good, Jonathan, because I'm going to have to recreate them. So not only have I got to create next week's, I've now got to recreate last week's as well. In the meanwhile, I'll tie a brush to it, which I don't know if that is a global phrase, but it means get a wiggle on. So I've now got two jobs to do instead of one. Fabulous. How are we doing, Mike?
Because we've got 53 seconds.
Oh, that was good. Good timing today. We had a glam rock special at 7, which will be on again at 1 in the morning, won't it? Now, you know it normally takes me a good couple of seconds to
40.
Get going. To get into Brooklands. So I'll get Brooklands ready, but I'll tell you when it says that I'm ready. And we are going in, aren't we, with food, glorious food. But we best say goodbye to you guys. But do stay around in Brooklands and enjoy the show. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we're both. See you next time.